You already know what time it is. I'm mic'd up. It's Which One Wednesday. I present the situation and the decision to be made. Bo and Tiffany make the decision. Dylon says who had the right decision and the reasons why. But you don't look enthused, Bo. Hammering that on mic button right there. I don't want to hear it from you. You ready?
I didn't say anything, okay. So I don't know what you heard.
Last night.
Shut up. No, I'm just kidding.
Last
night.
You were like,
you know what? I might protest this segment. Joking. How about
you
that?
Last night.
It felt like
night.
You spinning because you said you didn't say anything. And when, you know, then you, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Protest.
Last night, LeBron James was on the court with his son. But something else happened that was worth a note for some people. LeBron James set a record last night. He actually passed Kobe Bryant for the most misses in NBA history. The most misses in NBA history. I don't know how many he ended up with on the night, but it was his sixth miss of the night on a kind of a missed layup in transition that set that record. So LeBron obviously was in year 21, something like that. He's bound to have some of those records. Kobe Bryant, the guy he passed, played 20 years. Here's my question. Which career would you rather have? LeBron? Four championships, three different teams, four MVPs, or Kobe? All of his years with the Lakers, five championships, but one MVP. Obviously, a number of all pros, a slew of honors that come to either one of those. Which career would you guys rather have? Kobe Bryant or LeBron James? Tiffany, we'll start with you.
I'm going to say I'd rather have Kobe Bryant. Standing to do it all in one place. And cement your place in history with a historic franchise like the Los Angeles Lakers, why would you not want to have a career there?
Laker for life.
I think it goes without say.
There you go. What do you think, Bob?
Man, it's Kobe all the way. A Mamba mentality. You know, he was a special. There's no player that's had a mentality in the NBA closer to Michael Jordan, to me, than Kobe. I mean, I don't know what else you need to say. He didn't have to run, sign with other superstars. He made them build around him. Kobe all the way.
I want to add one more note, too.
Go ahead, Tim.
Someone who has basically infiltrated all sports, right? Like, I was just in a meeting with one of the linebackers of UNLV this week, and he even quoted Kobe during this kid's, 20, 21, you know, was probably in diapers when
Kobe was going off like that.
So.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, this coming off the New Heights podcast yesterday, Jason Kelce and Travis Kelce having this conversation. Jason Kelce makes mention of people that like lobster. All right, people that like lobster. He says they're lying to themselves. They actually just like butter. All right, he basically is like, they just like butter. Now, I had a good one lined up for this, but I know that Bo is allergic to shellfish, if I'm not mistaken, right? So I didn't go that route because I knew exactly what your answer would be.
Well, I agree with him. Don't come for me. I don't like lobster.
Here's the question, though, Tiff. If you had to have one for the rest of your life, you could only have one of these, would it be butter or would it be ranch dressing? Butter or ranch dressing for the rest of your life? Bo, we'll start with you.
Ranch dressing. Because I can live without butter. There's a thing called margarine, and it's fake butter, but it, you know what, it does the job. And I eat a lot of wings, and I like ranch dressing with my wings. I eat a lot of Caesar salads. I don't like Caesar dressing. I like ranch dressing on there.
Is it still a Caesar salad if it has ranch dressing on it?
It's the lettuce they use for Caesar.
I'm gonna ask you a question.
Have you ever went into a restaurant and saw a romaine lettuce salad? No, they call it Caesar, and you can get it without Caesar dressing. I do it all the time.
Tiff,
that's
butter or ranch.
I'm going with butter because butter gives you more options. You can cook with butter. You can add flavor of butter. Think
they
about
got
this.
Pam, you know.
You got to coat your pan with ranch?
No, coat it with Pam. You could coat it with ranch
if you
wanted.
You're going to use butter.
You guys are down to 10 seconds per answer. Here we go. Would you rather, Tiff's going to Vegas this weekend. Would you rather see a show at the Sphere or at Red Rocks? The Sphere or at Red Rocks?
I'm going Red Rocks then.
Yeah?
Red Rocks, the environment outside,
cool,
it's beautiful.
Right?
Just a whole
vibe. What do you think, Bo? Sphere or Red Rocks?
Go to the Georgia Hemp Company go to the Sphere, baby. Enough said.
You could say the same thing about Red Rocks, so I mean, come on, man. That's
I'm
going to
tell you something.
You don't
want to
do that with
the Denver Hemp
Company. Yeah. Stairs? Nah, you don't want to dabble in that.
All right,
that's
how about
a
this
good point.
One? Which NFL head coach, if you were a rookie quarterback, which NFL head coach would you rather play for, Dan Campbell or Kyle Shanahan? Dan Campbell or Kyle Shanahan you'd rather play for? If you were a quarterback coming into the league, Tiff, we'll start with you.
She started last time.
Fine, go ahead.
Got to switch it up.
Go.
Kyle Shanahan. I mean, look what he did with Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant. Dan Campbell just took a veteran and figured out how to win with.
He's going to ask you to do a lot less, though. What do you think, Tiff?
Okay, since you picked Kyle Shanahan, I'm just going to go with Dan Campbell for fun reasons. It feels like they've got a really great locker room, and I don't know.
You learn how to bite kneecaps.
Sure, you can bite kneecaps, yeah.
All right, and here's the last one really quick. You're going to college, right? Let's just say you're a big recruit, all right? You're going to have your chance wherever you want to go, full ride. Would you rather go to college in a big city, Atlanta, Nashville, or would you rather go to college in a small college town? Small college town. Big city, small college town. Which one would you rather do?
When you say small college town, you're talking about like just throwing out places
Athens.
Like
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I went to school in a big city, so I'm going big city.
Okay.
I'm going big city.
What did you like about it?
Fitzer, because she's big time Blackman.
No, but I just like to get the experience of seeing like so many different people, right?
Right.
And so they're not just limited to the collection of students. You get the whole outside of experience.
Okay.
But I want to say some stuff.
That's a long 10 seconds.
So.
What do you need to say? Go ahead.
I
something
can't.
About Georgia State?
No, I'm not going to say it.
Okay, she's trying to, you know
I'm
what? Unlike my opponent, I'm not going to demean the working man, the small town
what?
People. Personally, I went to Kennesaw State.
You've been watching
because
too many political ads.
Because I'm going to tell you something.
You've been watching way
I support the everyday worker, and that's who I am,
that's
and that's who I stand for, all right?
Okay.
I love a small town atmosphere. That's where America, that's where the heartland
you
of America is. The roots of America is
in
the small towns where everybody comes up by their bootstraps. Unlike big time Blackman over here who only cares about big time city people, Dylan.
Are we not all sick of the election propaganda?
Yes, we are.
Stupid things. You should deduct points.
No, it's not my fault.
Dylan,
I've been brainwashed.
You got like 10 seconds, Dylan, because I can't get Bo's microphone to turn off. What is it, Dylan? What do you think?
Well, as being a West Georgia grad who comes from the home, a small town in Carrollton, I do have bias. But either way it goes, Bo Morgan has got his championship back. He is today's Which One Wednesday champion.
Mm.
All right.
Tiffany, I got
Cut
some advice for you.
No time to
Sorry you lost, but have a good drive home.
Does that mean I can leave now? That's cool. All right. You guys have fun the rest of the show.